From Hunter's Moon. What's the bush word for Renaissance woman? A handful of cranberries, glowing red in the afternoon sun, showered into the plastic bucket. Kate looked over at Jack. What? He was leaning against the water pump housing, arms crossed over his chest, a speculative look on his face. You're what, 33? 34 next month, Kate said. What's that got to do with the Renaissance? He grinned. Nothing. It just seems like you ought to be older. You know too much for 33. Uh-huh. Kate licked her reddened fingers. The juice was tart to the tongue. She made a mental note to buy more sugar on the way through Anchorage. Being a Renaissance woman means you're good at more than one thing. If you lived in England in the 1500s, you'd be good at poetry, fencing, and navigation. Move it up 4 centuries and west 180 degrees, and what do we get? Kabibbidi-bobbidi-boo, Kate suggested. He laughed, but shook his head. You deckhand for old Sam in the summer. You guide climbers up the big bump in the spring. You can skin a cat, mine for gold, butcher a moose, fix an engine. He gestured at the bucket dangling from her right hand. Make jam? You can do anything. You're a Renaissance woman, Kate. That's not ability, Kate said, disconcerted. It's not even talent. It's just geography. What? It's where I live. I'm not special or different. Not from anybody who lives like me. When you live in the bush, you do what you have to get by. She shrugged. I live 200 miles from the nearest town of any size. If the engine off a 747 falls through my roof, there aren't any carpenters within calling distance, even if I did have a phone. I do it myself or it doesn't get done. Same goes for, what did you say? Butchering a moose, fixing an engine? If I want to eat, I get my moose. If I want to drive, I service my truck. No big deal. She turned back to the berries. And that's probably what is most amazing, he said, more to himself than her. You actually believe that?